So yeah, we gotta get. I don't want to talk about it tonight or anything, but I want to get to that whole Ahsoka Wolf thing at one point because I really want to coin the term Ahsoka Nanoke. Yeah, running down a dream that never would come to me. Working on a mystery, going wherever it leads. Running down a dream. Ahsoka Nanoke. Ahsoka Nanoke.
Because of the Princess Mononoke,
yeah,
whatever.
I bought that movie when it came out in like 1999. I still have it, and it mentions Star Wars on the cover of it as well. It says like the Star Wars film something. I don't know.
I remember you saying that.
That's pretty awesome, but I'd rather take notes on it before actually even speaking about it. But we got to go there, man.
Okay,
I like it. Hey, we actually have show notes for the show this week, guys. I mean, not that
I know.
We don't always, Kyle. I know you always put together something, but Kyle, Corey, and I added to it.
That's amazing.
I know.
I got all kinds tonight, man. It's great. I got a game lined up. I got some trivia. I got a poll, but I think we could save the poll. We got a lot of stuff tonight. We've pushed a poll like a month now, so.
After that, nobody's going
to
care.
No, it'll be it pertains to season 4 of Rebels, so we can hold off.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Well, where do we start then?
You guys want to hear the bad news? Okay, I need to know if this makes me vain first. So I told you guys last Tumbling Saber show that I'd found a baseball glove, softball glove.
Yep.
Well, I don't know now because I went into the sports experts where our good friend Tony works, and I tried on every glove on the wall because I'm not really a brand guy necessarily, although I do have one that I sort of like. But when it comes to anything, I'm like, I don't care what color it is. I don't care if it's this year's style or 5 years ago style. Like, I always want the one that fits best. Like, that's always my approach, you know, shoes, skates, baseball gloves, whatever. So I tried on every glove on the wall, regardless of price. And the one I decided on, like, I like the feel, the fit, the size, the weight. You know, it needs to be worked in, but they all do. But, like, this was the one. Sounds good, right?
Yeah, ticking all the boxes.
So I get home, I go online to see like what it's called. And it's called the Easton 13 Slow Pitch.
Oh yeah, baby. Lucky 13 Slow Pitch Bitch.
Slow Pitch? and they have another one, and I tried it on the wall, and it's like $20 more. And I'm like, the only difference I see is that instead of a full... A solid pocket. It's got like a weave pocket. You know what I mean? That's the only difference I see. And that one's called the Fast Pitch. But now I sort of want that one, even though I didn't like the way it felt on my hand as much, just because of the damn name.
Yeah, you don't get made fun of, right? It's like when you were a kid and you wore the wrong brand of jeans or the generic shoes.
Yeah,
they were fine, but you would still get needled for it.
It's not even. Yeah, you're right. Part, at least in part, that's the feeling I'm afraid of. But it's from myself.
Yeah, this is awesome.
It doesn't say slow pitch on it. Only I would know.
Right, but are you the guy on the team that would make fun of somebody for that? Or is there another guy or girl on the team who'd be like, James, your glove says slow pitch. What's wrong with you?
Slow pitch, bitch. Slow pitch.
To fairly answer that question, I'll say I am that guy, but every guy on my team is that guy. We're a team full of that guy.
You might have a problem on your hands.
Yeah, sit on your glove when you get to the bench.
It doesn't say slow pitch on it. I just know what it's called.
You know what the best part about this? I don't know if there's listeners that have been listening for a while, and you know, any new listeners, James, every time softball season comes around, James kind of tells us how he's doing and whatnot. And I love that he's already getting in his own head about some stupid baseball glove. And he's already like, oh, no, it's the unlucky 13, like, blah, blah, blah.
I love 13 is my lucky number.
Really?
That's not a problem.
Okay, so
Dan Marino, dude.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, see, I think that's where you're okay. If you're playing softball, your glove is going to be a little bit bigger. So, fine, it's 13 inches. That's a little bit big, but at least it's not like slow pitch 14.
No, and even the Easton fast pitch is a 13-inch glove. So, like, it's really just the damn word that's bothering me. And my league is not like a high-level league. I mean, but it's not slow pitch, and that's the point.
It's okay.
You feel like your integrity's been tampered with here, huh?
I don't know. You know what? The last glove I had might have been a slow pitch officially categorized glove. I never looked it up.
That's the thing.
Maybe I just made the mistake of looking it up.
You know what, James? I'm going to tell you right now that it was. It just was.
I love that glove.
It just was, and you loved it, and this glove's going to perform just as well. Actually, if that's going to be your trademark moving forward, next glove that you get, you're going to get another slow pitch bitch just because they work so well for you.
You know what's funny is I left my my cleats. I got a really nice set of Under Armour cleats a few years ago. Again, Tony hooked me up. Thanks, Tony. And I left them at my mom's place and whatever. I wasn't going to be able to get them for a couple of games. We had 2 games in a week or something. And since I knew they were near the end of their season anyways, I went and bought new spikes and they didn't have the same model. Long story short, I bought lacrosse cleats because they were the best fit and those are the ones I like the best. And like, I don't care about that stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In that vein, I shouldn't care about the slow pitch glove, but I don't know, something about it bugs me.
No, you're gonna
look. The slow pitch has the weave, right?
No, the slow pitch has the full
or the basket.
Pocket, the basket, and the fast pitch has the weave.
Because I feel like having the full deep basket is more conducive to holding the bottle of beer or the can, as it were, when you're playing slow pitch. You just have more time for that,
especially in a public park.
Classy, eh? You know you're at a softball league when the outfielder's carrying around a can of Coors.
This glove has a can holder.
Exactly. That should be the difference between fast pitch and slow, is one's got like a little cozy attached to it.
I didn't look for the cozy. Maybe that's the difference. You're right. I'll check it out. So, okay, to be determined, I think I don't know. Now I've got a decision to make. It's certainly not.
I think you're safe, man.
Yeah, just do it, eh? I'll send you guys a
just
picture.
Just
glove. It's a dope glove. It's like black and fluorescent green. It's ugly as all hell. But
you can say it. You can say it.
Oh, we're on Synthesis servers. It's ugly as fuck. Hey, Corey.
Yeah.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Yes, sir. Oh, thanks, James. I needed that.
I've been using the same softball glove since 97. I tried to buy another one, and it weighs like 5 pounds. It's a monster. It feels like a cinder block on my hand, but it's so comfortable. But it's so heavy and it's so hard to break in, and I play so seldom now that I've had it for years, and I still just go back to the old classic.
Hey, you're gonna come
it's
out
floppy
and, guess,
and it's
get,
just
make
dead.
A guest appearance at the Hudson Softball League this year, Kyle? Like at least one game, you should come out. I'll give you the schedule and you take a look. I'll talk to my coach and see, because he always at some point needs a sub. And we'll line up those stars, man. You'd love it.
But I am so out of practice, it's not even funny.
Oh, but like, you're an ex-good player. That's I might be overselling my league if you think that you're not good enough, because you're good enough. There's
oh,
like
I, but you know, I haven't swung
ladies
at a fast
run.
Pitch. I haven't hit a fast pitch probably in, it's got to be a 12, 13, 14 years. I haven't swung. I haven't looked at a fast pitch in that long.
Right. So you know what? Some of the pitchers in our league can throw heat, and it's only 45 feet, right? So it comes heat. No, it's all relative. but our league has a wide variety, literally from like slightly. I don't want to put anybody down. So I'll just say no longer in their ultimate physical prime, ladies, past the child rearing ages. All the way to like NHL players, current NHL players. Well, one of them anyway. So we have a full range of like from full athlete to not so much full athlete. You'd fit right in. Somewhere in the middle.
when you have that contrast of athleticism, don't you get frightened for the person at the bottom of that pile?
Basically, every team has one person that you're afraid for, except maybe ours. Ours probably doesn't have that person. We put them at first base, and when there's a pull hitter with power, they just like play in the shallow infield.
You mean back up to the grass?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Every team, when you play like mixed ball like that, every team does have that player who's, it's my first time ever holding a glove. I don't know if I'm left-handed or right-handed.
Exactly. Yeah. These ones, no one know which hand they play with now. But yeah, you understand.
Well, yeah, I had a lady on my team 1 year, and she was literally that new to the sport. She kind of understood it because her husband was a good player, but she was completely the most unathletic person I'd ever seen in my life.
Oh, no, I hope he wasn't too good, because then you got to, like, tell him.
No, he knew. But we would always park her out in the outfield. But still, you have some big boys hitting in the league, some bulls, man. And they would hit line shots like out over second base that would still scream out into the outfield. And I saw so many just whiz right by her face. Like she would hold up her glove.
After the ball was by?
But there'd be no movement. Like she would be going after the ball. But it's like the glove was not at all on the trajectory of the ball. Like the ball was going to hit her face much faster than it was going to hit her glove.
I know exactly what you mean. It's sort of a stab in the wrong direction.
Yeah. Almost like you would see like if you threw a ball to your kids right now at their young ages, that's how she reacted to the ball.
I did that in class. I wasn't feeling well this week, and I asked my buddy to bring me a bottle of water. And so he just knocked on the door and like threw it at me. All the kids are looking at me, so I fake terrible caught it. And half of them weren't sure, and the other half thought it was really funny. like two hands, like ended up hugging myself after the miss. You know what I mean?
Nice.
Anyway, mixed softball is definitely the place to bring out a wide variety of talents because, like you said, it's all for fun. You don't want to put anybody down, right? So you can have the talented husband and the wife on the same team, and in the end, they're only really going to fight with each other.
That is true. I've played enough. I do remember enough that, yep. There's the squabbles between the couples, for sure.
Hubby wife.
Oh, that's awesome.
Boy, did we just talk 10 minutes about softball on a Star Wars podcast?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it's not official. We didn't do the hard start. Not that we ever do, but maybe I won't use any of this until to start the pod off. Maybe we'll just start it right here.
Ahsoka Nanoka. Hey, Corey, how you Ahsoka doing? Nanoka was gold. Just remember that.
Oh, you threw it in again now just in case, though,
Ahsoka
eh?
Ahsoka Nanoka.
And what's funny is you said, I don't want to talk about it tonight.
Yeah, I
but
don't,
now you
though.
Said it four times.
We don't. But you guys want to hear something funny? Remember on the other day on Tumbling Saber, I was telling you guys how I purchased a hot callus and a chopper finally. So I went to go check on the status of my order.
A hot chopper?
Oh, a hot callus. And a...
Corey, your love is getting a little bit...
Sorry, man.
Disturbed.
Anyhow. Yeah, so I went to go check on the status of my purchase there, and... there was something wrong with my email address or something. So anyway, I start fixing it. And then, you know, at the bottom of the screen where they got all the new, all this stuff in the same category, basically scrolling by. So yeah, anyway, I threw in an Aura Sing and a Hondo.
Why not? Yeah,
they're, oh, man.
Why not?
These are going to be like crown jewels though for me, to be honest. These are like, they're not cheap, man. They are not cheap.
What line is this?
Like the old school Clone Wars line. One's Clone Wars, one's Rebels.
Oh, I gotcha.
They're really they're nice and all that, but it's just, I don't know. There's just, I gotta have them. They've been on my mind.
You're the easiest upsell in the world. Just dangle something in front of your face. Mine!
No, I have a list. They're on the list.
Oh.
They're high on the list. Those are quality characters, man.
Sure. Hey, speaking of quality characters, The Irishman.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Hot damn.
Yeah, if there's going to be a movie that I would line up for, this is the first time I've heard about it in the last 5 years that isn't a Star Wars movie.
What are you talking about? I'm talking about Dave Donovan.
Yeah, his biography. I would watch that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dave Donovan, wait, shout him out. But there's actually a movie coming out with the same title, coincidentally, Kyle. It's funny that you should say that.
Huh. Well,
who knew?
Give me the lowdown.
Well, Keaton.
Imagine this.
Matt Keegan scoring
Scorsese.
It.
Scorsese. Okay.
Matt Keegan, Scorsese, Candido.
Whoa.
We got some Keitel. They sprinkled in a little Pesci. Followed that up with some De Niro. Paid $100-something million for the rights and haven't shot anything yet.
Aren't you missing? You missing a little Pacino?
Hoo-ah! Hoo-ah! Oh yeah!
I think that's all the names I heard so far. But yeah, it's gonna be terrific. It's gonna be the story of, and I gotta always look up the other guy who's not Jimmy Hoffa, but it's Jimmy Hoffa and some hitman. Sheeran. Yeah, that's right. Sheeran. I think you got it.
It could just be another one of those. Don't get me wrong. I'm super, super excited for this. But, like, again, like, it's just going to be like anything else for me, like, including Star Wars. Like, I always kind of have that a bit of reservation toward these things. You know, like, we've heard about this project for a while. And, yeah, man, these are the big boys, man. Like, this movie has the potential to be, like, you know, the mobster movie we've been waiting for forever. But
these guys haven't been reunited in a very long time.
Yeah.
And, I just, first, can we talk about the fact that Netflix outbid Paramount for the rights to this project?
Netflix is rolling in it, man.
Can you imagine? The guy I ride to work with was telling me, so this is hearsay, but he said that in 1998, Blockbuster Video had the opportunity to buy Netflix for $50 million and instead decided to compete with them.
Ooh. Yeah, whoopsie doodle.
Well, so just I mean, as an example, and I'm by no means the typical case, but you know, I see like one or two movies a year now, given the way my lifestyle works out with the kids and everything. Whereas Netflix gets $10 a month from me, and I imagine I'm not alone. I imagine there's a lot of people like me that can't get to theaters anymore, but yet have Netflix subscriptions. So for me, it's not difficult to understand how Netflix can be so flush in cash.
You're right.
Paramount is probably, yeah, it's a studio, right? It's Paramount Pictures, for Christ's sake. You'd think they would have mountains of money.
Yeah, they're one of the, yeah, no pun intended. They're one of the biggest and oldest studios too. Like it's just surprising to me. Not that they couldn't. I'm not saying that they, you know, their pockets were empty. They decided they reached their ceiling before Netflix did. Whatever. But still, the idea that Netflix, I mean, if you would have told someone that a decade ago, that they'd be outbidding big studios, you would have got laughed at.
The guys that mail you DVDs that
you have to send back. Them back, yeah.
It's kind of funny.
They're going to be, yeah.
Like, looking back on it now, what's the, you know, Netflix was around, it was doing decent, but what was the real catalyst to their boom? Was it their sudden, you know, them?
Streaming.
It was timing. They were a name that was already known. So when streaming started, you went with the company you knew.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then they started doing their own kind of programming as well. I think that kind of adds to the...
Well, that's where we're at now, this original programming. I mean, when I first heard the headline, I'm like, what, they don't sell movie tickets. Like, they already have everybody Netflix and chills without, you know, code intended. Like, that's what everybody does. So you've already got everybody signed up. And obviously that's not true because they're after everybody else who's not. But I was just surprised, without selling movie tickets, that they'd be bidding for big motion pictures like this.
No, I haven't done much research on this yet. Now, is this going to be like a feature length film, or are they going to turn this into like an 8-hour epic kind of deal?
Like, no, it's, from what I understand, this is a 2-hour feature length film.
Interesting.
Apparently, Pacino and Scorsese have never worked together.
Well, that's sort of cool.
Now, what are you going to do?
James.
I'm taking that one out, Corey.
Aw. But you loved it so much.
Who's not? Okay, raise your hand if you're not super excited about this. So nobody's got their hands up. But I mean, you list that cast, And it doesn't really get better than that. But is there a chance that this is all hype and ends up just being disappointing?
There is a chance, but I'm not banking on that at all. I think that there's only a small chance that happens. Too much talent and too much budget. You put those things together.
Well, space Cowboys, man.
No, different. That's different.
Yeah, it's different.
That's a different genre. These are guys doing what they know.
That is true.
This is their bread and butter. Then.
Expendables.
A lot of people loved Expendables. You would be wrong to say that wasn't a success.
Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong, Kyle, but I think I took you to go see the Expendables with a group of fine young gentlemen.
Oh yeah, we made it an annual thing. Every Expendables movie, we had a group of us hit the theater and just take part in the stupidity.
Yeah, it was so funny.
And again, that's what it was supposed to be. Yeah, it wasn't Sharknado or anything, but. You know, it was supposed to be, a super fun, turn your brain off, blow them up.
But touching back on what you guys were saying, I'm going into it with reservation in that regard, that I don't want to really get disappointed with this star-studded cast. And, you know, it's all going to be story-dependent and script-dependent, right? Scorsese's the man for that. And, yeah.
Yeah, that guy Hoffa sounds like he lived a really boring life.
Well, you know, I'm kind of disappointed by that. I think that's the part that has me a little bit somewhat nervous. Like, I wish it was sort of a fictional thing as opposed to a dramatized retelling of the events of Jimmy Hoffa. And I know it's a compelling story, but I wish it wasn't a real thing.
I see your point in a way, but fiction can't write it as good as real life.
Yeah, I suppose. Anyway, I'm excited. I'm going to be seeing it regardless.
I think it's going to be excellent.
To me, there's no way this is a bad movie.
I just don't think it could be, really. I mean, hopefully we're not eating our words, but I agree. I don't think it can be bad with that much budget and that much talent. I think that's just a combination for something enjoyable.
And they're apparently going to go really aggressive on the de-aging thing, like making De Niro into his 20s again.
Really, eh?
Interesting.
Like across the board, everybody's getting de-aged, and wow, like they're going big. So I know they have this $100 million budget, at least half of which, if not more, is going to the actors. But then they have a sizable chunk for all this digital de-aging that they're going to do. Anyway, favorite mob movie?
Oof, that's tough, but I'm going to have to go with Bronx Tale.
Really, eh?
Is that a mob movie?
Yeah.
It's easy to go Godfather, and that's right there, too. But, I mean, I've watched Bronx Tale more times.
I have to go Goodfellas, man. I mean, I think that's more touches back on when I watched it and when it came out. Like, I was probably, like, the same age. What's his name? What's his name in the movie? You know, when he...
Ray Liotta's
Yeah,
character?
When he's a kid.
Oh, Henry Hill?
Yeah, so like...
Yeah, no, I'm a Goodfellas guy, too.
Can't argue with that.
I don't know if I have another favorite after that. I think they all just lump together after Goodfellas.
Including Bronx Tale? That's a great movie. Come on.
I don't even know if I've seen it.
Well, definitely watch it. Holds up.
Have we seen anybody see the Shia LaBeouf mob movie from a couple years ago?
Negative.
On Newsies?
Oh, I don't even know what it's called. I'll Google it quickly. I'll consult my friend Google. Let's see. What was he in recently?
What are you searching? Douchebag gangster movie?
Yeah.
Crackpot.
No, it sucks, man. I feel for the guy. Like, I hate that people dump on him so much. Like, granted, he deserves a lot of it. But, you know, he did have a bucket load of talent at the same time. And he's still really young. And he is talented. Like, I would seriously like to see him turn his career around because, again, like, I think he could put on a really great performance.
That's interesting. I'll take this approach. Shia LaBeouf is a super big douche, and I hope he fails his way right out of Hollywood, Corey.
Oh, I think he's already done that.
Well, what there are loser. Those who say he's... There are people who say that this is, like, a big performance art thing.
That's what you say when you flush yourself down. So you know who else is doing it? One of these is Lindsay Lohan. She's doing a big performance art thing. And who else is doing one of those?
Joaquin Phoenix was doing it for a while.
Well, no, but now he's popular again, so he's not doing it anymore.
No, that was his shtick.
I don't buy that from Shia LaBeouf.
No, he snapped.
I think he's just a bad drunk and a bad, like, whatever else he does. And so he gets caught on film just being a complete idiot.
You got caught up on a few things. It's got to be hard sometimes, though, too. Like, picture you just want to go out and, like, people are just like, I'm sure, like, plenty of people pick on you. Like, look at Jake Lloyd, right? Like, you got picked on like crazy.
Yeah. But nobody's going to accuse Jake Lloyd of performance art with what's going on in his life since The Phantom Menace. No. That's not a cool story. Anyway, Irishman's what, next year?
I didn't see a release date. They didn't start filming it, I don't think.
I don't think so. I mean, they've done some test footage on De Niro.
Okay.
Just to experiment with the de-aging thing, and they're like, wow, this is phenomenal. But aside from that, I don't know anything else about it.
They did it with, well, you've seen it obviously with Carrie Fisher in Rogue One, but they did it also with Anthony Hopkins in Westworld as well. They
do it all the time now.
That's interesting.
Michael Douglas and Ant-Man.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's been being done for a while now.
All right, you guys want to play? You want to play a new game, Corey?
I got all kinds, man. What do you guys want to do? Trivia?
I got one. I got one.
All right, let's do it.
It's called Vader or Scuba Diver. Okay, here's how it works. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
You got to guess. Mm-hmm. You got to guess which one it is, Vader or Scuba Diver. Corey?
Scuba Diver.
No, that's Vader.
1-0, Kyle. Okay,
round two.
Round two, you ready?
Go. See that,
Corey?
That's totally Vader to me. I know you're gonna go scuba diver, but that's Vader.
No, you can't, I can clearly hear the regulator there at the very end. There's like that little at the end. That's a regulator. That's a scuba diver, my friend.
Doesn't Vader have 2-0. A regulator?
2-0. All right. Well, it'll either be 3-0 and we'll move on, or it'll be 2-1 and we'll move on.
So I win. I win. This is amazing.
Corey?
Scuba diver, man.
No! Come on.
Yeah, I'm sticking to my answers. I know I'm right, so it's all good.
That's Darth Vader.
3-0. All right, so round one of scuba diver Vader goes to Kyle. Well done, sir.
All right.
Bravo. Bravo. Sorry, Kyle. Sorry, Corey. Better luck next week. We'll try it again.
Eat a dick.
I feel like I'm a natural at that one.
Yeah, you were pretty good.
Well, I mean, the sound clips were very convincing. It was very clear to my finely tuned ear.
Yeah, you're an audiophile. I got to give it to you.
I'm sure the listeners had an easy time, too.
Yeah.
I bet you everybody but Corey got those right.
Like, I bet you everybody is going to tweet at us saying, I went 3-0.
You know, I wouldn't doubt that.
Like, everybody is going to tweet at us, right?
And let Corey know that he obviously should have got at least 3 of those right.
I don't like this game.
That's the way I see things.
Of course you do.
I don't like this game.
You're such a prick.
You know, Mom would not be happy if she knew you talked this way on my show.
What do you mean, if? Mom doesn't listen?
What's that?
Mom doesn't listen?
No.
Mom doesn't listen to the podcast.
That's not what you called it last time. You called it a pop
smash.
Pop snap.
Or something, yeah.
Smash, that's it. That's it. Oh, shoot. Corey, you said you had some trivia, man.
I got some trivia. You guys want to play? You want to play a game, or you want to do some trivia?
That sounds like
what's
the same
difference
thing?
Between a game and trivia?
Well, trivia is kind of like a question to you guys, whereas, well, they're both. Yeah, you're right.
All right, let's go with your game, though.
All right. Okay, I'm gonna call this game the winner's circle because we're all winners, okay? And what it's gonna be is right. I'm gonna set them up. James, you're gonna knock them down, and Kyle, you're gonna bring us all home, man. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna name a topic. And I'm going to participate. I'm going to go first. So whatever I say is going to be off the option block for you guys. And we'll just go from there. So the first thing we're going to go with is we're going to each name five planets and or celestial bodies or systems from the Star Wars galaxy. And I'm going to say Adalon, Malachor, Wobani, Garel, and the Lando system. What's that? Hang on. Judges? They'll allow it.
Ding, ding, what? Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, so James,
okay,
James,
so what
up.
Are you doing? So you left me all the easy ones, which is nice. And what'd you try to do? You know the one your brother knows, so you try to took those off the list?
No, that's it.
Feels like a setup.
It is kind of. Like, I'm trying to take some stuff, like, you know, that's out there. So.
You left Tatooine?
Yep, that's one.
You left Coruscant?
Uh-huh.
You left Alderaan?
Yep.
You left Naboo?
Mm-hmm.
And you left Hoth.
Boom. All right. Bring it on home, Kyle.
Well, we got Mustafar.
Oh, yeah.
Some Utapau.
Very good.
How about Home of the Resistance, Dakar?
I like it.
Jakku.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jakku. That's like Ovechkin going in, like, the third round.
Yeah, that's crazy, eh? This should have been one of the top ones. And what about for good measure, we'll go with how about Hosnian Prime.
I like it. All right, we did it, guys. We did it. With the winner's circle, it is complete for the first round. That's
the winner's circle. We completed the circle.
Yeah, we completed the circle.
I see how that works.
Yeah.
Isn't that like a triangle, though? Like three
it's a
points?
Circuit, okay?
It's a circuit?
Judges?
They'll allow it, okay?
That's funny that you said we'll allow it after the sound effect made that noise.
It was a proper... Anyway, the Lando system was a proper loophole.
Jeez, yeah, I don't know about that.
Like I said, I'm just trying to leave some... I don't want any of us to get stumped and left behind, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, he left me the low-hanging fruit. I appreciate that. Yeah. I don't pretend to be the deepest well of Star Wars knowledge.
That's it. It's all for fun. So let's do one more quick one. Let's do... All right. Name three Jedi. I'm going to go Kinlan Vos, Plo Koon, and Kit Fisto. What you got, James O?
I'll do Obi-Wan, Qui-Gon, and Yoda. So there's a dispute over whether or not Luke is actually a Jedi, if you go in the right chat rooms. I just learned this.
Yeah, yeah, some people are fucked. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sort of how I felt about it, too. The argument is thin, but...
Well, you can't really argue with canon.
No, well, the argument is that he never completed his training and that Yoda said that if you don't finish your training, you'll never be a Jedi.
Well, in Jedi, Yoda says, then, only then, a Jedi will you be. Like... i.e. defeating Vader, which he did.
So then he is a Jedi.
Yeah, he,
in my eyes, unless some of these pricks want to loophole the whole thing and say, well, he didn't actually beat Vader. He chopped his hand off, but he didn't kill him. Anakin returned on his own. So really, Luke didn't actually do what Yoda said.
And there's also a canonical book out there now called Heir to the Jedi, starring Luke Skywalker.
And there's a movie coming out called The Last Jedi, which was just confirmed is about Luke Skywalker.
Interesting. I see a connection there. A common denominator, if you will.
I hear a toilet flush.
Yeah, down the drain.
All right, so Kyle, give me three Jedi. Let's go.
Yaddle, Even Peel, and Eeth Koth.
See, I like that I don't know any of them.
And Kyle had the Kyle had the Google.
Yaddle is... Yaddle is Yoda's girlfriend.
I did know that. I actually did know that her name was Yaddle.
I have a problem with Yaddle, too. I don't understand how that she's on the council, and you know, she's prominent in the prequel era, and we still have no knowledge as to what their species is. Fail.
Do you need to know?
Well, I think they keep it a secret for a reason. It's like a big thing that they seem to do. Like, you know, Yoda species? Unknown. Sorry.
Like, I'm pretty sure it's Muppet.
No, they're very adamant on saying he's not a Muppet because it's not part of the Jim Henson universe.
Muppet's just a combination of the words marionette and puppet.
No,
it is a Muppet.
When I was looking at the trivia,
I know he trademarked it. Trademarked it, but it's still a Muppet.
I gotcha.
You know, I saw a Yoda mask once, and I looked inside, and it said latex. I always figured that was his species.
Wah, wah.
I think it's pronounced latex.
Oh, Yoda is a member of the latex species. Okay, I dig that.
Yep.
I like how we push the needle here forward here for the Star Wars fan community.
Oh God,
we're always breaking down walls, man.
Oh yeah,
Corey.
Yo,
hit us with some. Trivia. Or did you say you want to do?
Let's do it. I don't care. You guys.
Is that the end of your game? No. Did we circle it?
I got more. We circled that one. There's more to come if you guys want. But I got some trivia as well. What do you guys want to hit? 1 through 4. Tell me.
Three.
Okay. It's kind of a question to you guys. Very obvious. Which director made a bet with Lucas about Star Wars that has made him millions of dollars since?
Spielberg?
That's what would have been my guess,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Spielberg is the answer, but they do not mention what the bet was about or anything like that, which I really want to know now. But he probably told you something like, you know, you're going to knock this out of the park. It's going to be like a number one smash box office hit. And Lucas is probably like, oh, being all modest about it, like, I'll give you 2% of whatever if I'm right. If you're right. Wow.
Yeah,
that would still be a lucrative sum.
Be interesting to be a fly on the wall for some of their personal conversations.
Yeah, back in the day, for sure.
Okay, so back in the 1970s, Lucas was reportedly nervous that his upcoming sci-fi film Star Wars wouldn't be a big hit. At the time, Spielberg was in the midst of making his own sci-fi epic, Close Encounters. With Jaws already under his belt, Spielberg was the better established director. During a break... Oh, come on. Where's the bet? Okay, here we go. According to an interview with Spielberg for Turner Classic Movies, the visit did little to allay Lucas's concerns. He said, oh my god, your movie is going to be so much more successful than Star Wars. This is going to be the biggest hit of all time. I can't believe this set. I can't believe what you're getting. And oh my goodness, he said, all right, I'll tell you what. I'll trade some points with you. You want to trade some points? I'll give you 2.5% of Star Wars if you give me 2.5% of Close Encounters. So I said, sure, I'll gamble with that. Great. And Spielberg made out with $40 million out of it.
Oh, God.
Adjusted for inflation.
That's a nice little sum.
That's chump change, yeah, for the petty cash.
Yeah, there
now,
you go, Corey.
Nowadays, you
find that
in the couch.
A Google search
Lucas
on my phone while we did this would reveal the parameters of the bet.
That's fine.
Research, Corey. Research.
Whatever, I went far enough.
40 million.
Yeah, that's a lot of dough, bro.
Imagine being at that stratosphere of society where you can make a bet with the stakes being tens of millions of dollars.
No, $1. Just like trading places.
And here we are filling up our kangaroo court piggy bank, $2 at a time.
We only have $4 in there. Corey, fuck up.
All right. I hope Disney doesn't fuck up Star Wars.
There you go. Shit. $6.
Oh, yeah.
There's another.
Cha-ching.
Write that down. $2 to Corey. Aren't you the guy that said in the last podcast, man, there's going to be no money in this piggy bank?
I'm kind of on board now.
And then within minutes, you'd screwed up.
Yeah, that was an honest screw up, but the last one was an honest one.
An honest screw.
Yeah,
like
watch this.
They've just titled the show.
Watch this. Man, I really love Disney for what they've done with Star Wars so far.
That might be another
$2. That is another $2. Put it in the mark it down. Oh. Mark that shit down. We're gonna have a good time next time we go out.
Well, that's a good way to build. That's a good way to get us out. He's just gonna build the pot to the point where we're gonna have to go out and spend that money.
Exactly. No choice.
All right.
We're gonna get you out to three movies a year now.
Are you? You want to do the wrestling things first?
Oh, we're there now. We might as well.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. All right, Corey, this is your thing, so you do
well,
it.
Well, you know, seeing as how I had the same exact question as ads from the Tumbling Saber last show about hockey, I said, you know, what can we do kind of somewhat along the same lines? So I said, let's take some characters from the galaxy far, far away and kind of transform them into who would make basically the best tag teams in from like a WWE standpoint, like. We're gonna choose some Star Wars wrestlers, make our own galactic wrestling teams.
Who goes first?
Okay. Well, Corey, you're gonna run with this.
All right, though. I'll give my lowest hanging fruit. I mean, James, I thought you'd do better than one here. So, all right. So my low hanging fruit was this is a fan favorite though. The fans go bonkers for these guys. It's Baze and Chirrut, and they are called the Guardians.
What's their intro music like? I need to know the intro music. That will give me the flavor of what we're dealing with.
Well, I kind of feel like there's a bit of intensity. Like I see kind of I see Baze going a bit nuts, like really pumping up the crowd. Kind of like I see it's a high tempo kind of rock and roll. I'm feeling with them too. Like they're good guys. You know, they're good guys for sure. Fan favorites.
Their faces.
Yeah, big time.
Nice,
well,
I've
got I've got Ponda Baba and Dr. Evazan as the wanted men.
I love
and
it.
And they're more or less like they're the jobbers. Like they are just cannon fodder for the real tag teams.
Yeah, I love that. The guys that just get pummeled every week in, week out.
Like they're like Bob Backlund and who's another guy who just get his ass kicked all the time.
Well, for the most part, they were. Oh my god. There were so many guys though on the Saturday morning wrestling that we used to watch as kids. Like there were people that you'd see maybe once that would just get.
I just googled it. This is gonna be great. WWE. Oh God, how did I ever forget this guy? You guys are gonna lose it. Barry Horowitz.
What a great wrestling name.
He was the ultimate jobber.
What did he look like?
Wait, who? There's no picture, but just your typical.
I'll have to Google it.
Like, I think he was a mulleted guy. Brooklyn Brawler.
Yeah, he was. That's that was one that was sticking in my. I was trying to get to. There was also Virgil, Ted DiBiase's.
Well, he wasn't a jobber though.
He was at first.
Virgil was a pretty big star for a while.
For a while, but it took him a while. He was the bodyguard for a long time. They played that card, and then... That's why you guys got to get creative here, remember? We have all kinds of character opportunity here.
You're telling us to get creative, and you just took the fucking low-hanging fruit.
I told you, I have like five of them. I'm getting the worst out of the way. We're saving the best for last here. Come on.
That's amazing. Guys, get creative. Here's my low-hanging fruit.
Well, James said he had one. What do you want me to say?
Well, I got more than one combination of guys, but I only got one tag team with a name and a song. You know, like I could tell you that I think that Chewie and Zeb would make a good tag team, but like I didn't come up with the Towers of
the Pro. Towers.
Like I didn't come up with a cool name,
yeah, the Tower of Power or something like that. You know,
no, that's but there's no that's just
well, that's the best part about these names. They should be bad in a way.
The Legion of Boom.
Yeah,
yeah. That I wanted to play with. My curling team name is Legion of Broom.
Nice.
I like that.
All right, you ready? Here's my entry that I worked on. I'm trying to get my intro music to play here, but of course it's not. La, 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 la. Hey, this is a song for my haters. Blow Up by J. Cole. Tag team's name, Alderaan Reasons. and made up of your two favorite bounty hunters. I'm about to blow up. Boba Fett and Cad Bane. Yep, there's my my entry, Corey.
Nice. I kind of like it.
They're bad guys. They're villains. You know, they'd probably cheat. They'd have like, I don't know.
To be honest, they cross my head as well. Like I
what's that manager's name?
Mr. Fuji?
Yeah, Mr. Fuji, the classic bad guy. They'd have like a classic bad guy manager too.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna throw
Paul Bearer.
No, I'm gonna throw it in there now because I have a guy right now that I've been trying to find a team for, and I'll give you this manager because he's perfect for them. Would be Hondo.
Hondo would be a good manager for them. He'd be hitting people with chairs.
Yeah, I saw
Az Morgan would be a pretty good manager too.
Yeah.
Like he would be the perfect loser manager that like he throws the chair into the ring.
Yeah, that's it. And I saw another character as well. Like I had Az Morgan and I also had Watteau. But I don't have teams for them. They decided they had to get an honorable mention. All right. So, you got one, Kyle, or?
Oh yeah. Well, I gave you my wanted men. So I'll work on my weakest one. So I have Maul and Savage as Crown of Thorns.
Nice, I like that. It's super bad. It's so cheesy. I love it.
Yeah, super cheese. And they come out to full on metal. And they're all about pyrotechnics and other sort of nonsense.
Nice.
Okay, you all go.
Right, I got one. I'm going to call these guys the Radicals. It's going to be Saw Gerrera and Two Tubes. And, you know, like Two Tubes, like they're really dirty, these guys. Like Two Tubes, like he can like take off his tube and like strangle you with it when the ref's not looking. He'll like take whatever he's breathing, like that methane atmosphere that he's got pumping into himself and like make you breathe it for a bit. Finishing move and or manager. Saw Gerrera gets up on the second turnbuckle and just yells out, "Bogalot!" Yeah, so that's like...
Does Borgellet come out from the ring and
that's
like,
a thing.
Hold a guy against the ropes?
Oh, yeah, like it's finished at that point. Like he's totally getting Borgelleted.
Is it Saw Gerrera? Like, can he snap off his leg and beat people with it and then put it back on before the ref catches him?
I'm kind of debating about that. I want it to be the younger guy so he has a little more agility. But I also like the older one because him too, he's got like that little mask thing that he breathes that he can just like, you know, put other stuff in and just like victimize his opponent with it.
Almost like roofies.
Yeah, like, here, take this.
I've got my bounty hunter duo called the Bounty Thumpers, consisting of Bossk and Dengar.
Nice.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, they're a good pairing. All right.
You got another one?
Yeah, I got two more quick ones. I got I chose Zeb as well, and I paired him up with Callus again. And we're going to call them the Honorable Ones. And their manager's Chopper.
That's a bad manager for a team called the Honorable Ones, Corey.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too. But yeah, Chopper's kind of got his own interests at heart. But now I like that one, the Honorable Ones. Between, I had to throw Chopper in there somewhere.
I've got a Wampa and Moroff. And Moroff, if you don't remember, is that white hairy guy from Rogue One who's in like two shots, but in plenty of packaging on the pegs with what figures he packed with? The Scarif Shore Trooper or the...
I can't remember. But I know anyway. Who you're talking about for sure.
And they're called the Hairy Situation.
Oh, nice. That's strong.
All right, so I got one more.
So do I.
You go first.
This tag team consists of Poe and Finn. Now these guys are like the Rockers. This is like the Shawn Michaels, Marty Jannetty of my group.
Can-Am Connection.
So Poe is the speedy component of this group, and Finn is the, he's kind of like the heart and soul tough guy. And they are called faster, more intense.
I like it.
I think it fits the characters,
FMI.
Right?
FMI.
Poe's the all speed guy, and then you get Han Solo telling Finn to take it down. So there you go. I think that was the crowning achievement in this little exercise.
I like that one.
For me,
That might be the best.
Yeah, that I thought about them too. It was the same reason I took them for my hockey team, the chemistry factor. But my last one, I love this one, like, because this is just so wrestling. It's Thrawn and Krennic. You know, they're the total heels. They're the total bad guys. You know, the real, like, the royalty scum that you just really just, you just want to smack them in the face kind of deal. But, like, Krennic's the one, you know, like, super proper, getting ready to wrestle, taking off his cape, his gloves. He'll, like, maybe even smack you in the face with his glove. Just get you all riled up.
So he's like Steve Regal?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly like Steve Regal kind of deal. And we're going to call them the Architects of Destruction. And their manager is going to be Tarkin. So now if you get, you get Tarkin in the corner with these guys when you got the ref distracted, he's going to beat them with his crusty old slipper. You like jam that down his jam down their throat or something, you know.
That's just weird.
You ever hear that story? That's in a little bit of trivia. You ever hear that, James, about the?
Nope.
Yeah, what's his name? Oh my god, Peter Cushing. He was not impressed with the boots they gave him on the set of A New Hope, and he asked, you know, for as much as possible, film me from like the knees up, so because yeah, they're so uncomfortable. I'm just gonna be wearing my slippers most of the time because I'm Peter Cushing.
Oh yeah, you never see his boots ever. Yeah, he's in slippers the whole time. They made his feet uncomfortable.
All right, so one last question. I didn't want to put this in the show notes, so we did our tag teams and all that stuff. Who from that galaxy far away is the galactic champion? Like, who's the one man show? Like, the guy that's you know, he's the champion of the league, and that's that. And there's no other guy. And I'll tell you one thing: there's one right answer. And if you don't agree with me, you're allowed to be wrong. But I'll reserve it till I hear what you guys say.
Jesus.
No, he's not in Star Wars.
Yeah, I feel like Kanan could be a good wrestler. I'm sure that's not the answer, but Kanan would make a good, like, the Edge.
Well, I feel like no one's going to out-wrestle Chewie, but I feel like you can't not take the Chosen One if, like, Jedi abilities are part of it.
Okay, well, I'm just going to go ahead and say that you're both 100% wrong, and this one's for Matt Keegan, and the Galactic Champion is the Gonk Droid.
It's so obvious to me now.
It is, eh? Now that you think about it.
I don't know how I didn't see
picture
it.
Picture the belt around his waist. Like, it's all there.
I don't know how I don't know how I pictured him ever without the belt around his
I
waist,
know.
Corey. You opened
suddenly
my eyes.
Nothing makes sense anymore. But you're right. It's got to be the Gonk Droid.
Yeah.
It's obviously the Gonk Droid.
And my last little shout out is I think Kanji Club would be a good little, like, D-Generation X kind of shout out, you know?
Turkeys that run around or run away every time?
Oh, yeah. They're just all talk, you know? Crotch chopping.
Yeah, fair enough.
Well, that was fun. It was, eh?
Yeah, it was good.
I don't know if the listeners agree, but I thought it was pretty fun.
You assume someone's still listening. That's it's interesting.
You guys want some more trivia?
Want
me to hit you with some more trivia?
Where are we at now?
We finished.
Let's do a Would You Rather.
Let's do a Would You Rather to finish, I think.
Let's do it. Who's first?
You spoke, so you go.
Okay, what do I got for my Would You Rather? Where is it here? Okay, I got it. All right, so knowing what we know now about the saga, you haven't seen episode 8. We can only speculate and postulate from the trailer that we've seen thus far. So knowing what we know now, I'm going to ask you guys, there's no, you can't wait. You can't say, well, this, that, or the other. It's, you got to choose here and now. Do you want to see the saga that we know, like this saga that's going on, 7, 8, 9? And I'll even stretch it to 12. If it goes to 12 and ends, so we'll give it that another, five movies? But it has to end, okay? That saga ends, or your other option is, would you rather, you know, this saga opens the door for, you know, it just opens the floodgates for a whole new expanded universe, if you will, like moving forward with from this saga. This saga being like a catalyst to all these new stories moving forward about the Force.
Yeah, I feel like this could be a lot more concise.
Okay, well,
would you rather it end or would you rather go forward? I think that's your question.
More or less, yeah.
Less.
Yeah, would you?
I want it to end too, Corey.
Hey, I'm just asking, man.
No, I want it to end. I'm with you. I think that's your vote too, isn't it? You want it to end.
Yeah,
I want this. I want to see the end of this saga. I don't mind more stories. That's the thing. I don't want to this. Like, I don't want it ending mean all stories now have to happen in the time frame before these stories. Like, I don't mind seeing other Star Wars universe adventures that happen in the years following the end of this saga. But I do want to see the completion of this saga. Like, I want them to tie it up.
Do you think they could tie it up so neatly that there's, like, we'd be having a conversation after episode 9 and saying, no, it's everything is completely closed up tight. There's no getting out of this.
It's possible.
No.
But I don't think they're going to, it's possible, but I don't think they're going to go that route. Just, again, the way that Disney's been talking about, like, you know, just new paths and new, like, the way that they're changing things, it looks like they're kind of...
Isn't it Lucasfilm who's been talking about that?
Oh, yeah!
Oh! Yeah, there's another... Corey,
yeah, hit me.
You're going to regret giving away that...
I'm not going to regret anything.
It was $4 before.
As long as you get to go out with you guys, like, I'll do this all night long as long as you guys get an excuse to get you guys out of the house.
What it shows me is that you are unable to learn that Lucasfilm is in charge.
That last one, yes. But the other two prior...
So what you're saying is in two consecutive podcasts you've made the same mistake.
Correct.
That is what he's saying.
Oh, this is going to work out really well. I love that you said that there's going to be no money in this kitty and you've already personally put in $8.
Yeah, you're right. Before that was generosity. It was like pity.
And there was pity and stew pity.
I see what you did there.
Geez. So, okay, so you guys both want it to end. I'm still on the fence. I don't know.
No, there's no, I don't know. It's not to, we'll get to see where they take it. It's, you know, we're all kind of waiting on that answer, so.
No, I would still like it to continue 10, 11, 12.
Well, that's part of it. I said you get to stretch to 12. Even if they finish it at 12, it's fine.
Yeah, fine. And I'll be fine if they end it at 12. That gives me enough runway to prepare for this thing to come to a close. I think 9 is still mentally too close for
me. Oh, wow. That's cool.
All right, James, you wanna throw yours out there?
Yeah, sure. Would you rather spend one day in your ideal scenario, like your perfect dream vacation spot, like one perfect day according to you, or 1 week in your wife's perfect scenario, no matter what that means for you?
Oh,
the reason I ask is, and I'll follow this up with my answer afterwards.
There's a trap door here somewhere.
Well, it's not that there's a trap door. It's that I've been given a choice that I feel is a trap. So I've set up this question to sort of feel out an unbiased answer.
Well, see, if if I put myself in
now, it's vacation, like whatever it is she's choosing is good, right? Like she's going to choose a vacation. She's not going to choose like, you know, the sewing room at, you're not going to have to
the Nike factory.
Right. Like it's still a vacation either way, but
you said it's one day of what you want versus a week of what she wants.
Absolutely. Or a week of vacation, but it's what your wife wants.
Bro, come on. So, no question, man. You gotta do what the wifey wants, man, in that regard.
Yeah?
Dude, you're going to get all kinds.
Yeah, absolutely. I hear what you're saying.
Dude, like, for sure. Like, just, you got to kind of make the sacrifice. It's one day for yourself to self-gratify yourself as to a week of gratification for your wife, where you're probably going to be thanked immensely for that, hopefully.
Okay, good answer.
You know, like as long as you know, as long as that person will appreciate that, you know what I mean? Like some people don't really appreciate things, you know, it's sad but true. You know your wife, as long as you know that she's really going to appreciate that that gesture and whatnot and your time, then yeah, enjoy it for what it's worth and take advantage of it, and I'm sure you'll be recompensed in other ways.
As long as she puts out, Corey.
I feel like Corey's driving
as long as she puts out. Yeah.
No,
I gotcha.
not only that. Out. Like not only that, there's other things too, man. Like going to get to see a movie with your friends.
Cuddling and
I don't know, like.
Well, we got you, Corey. We know where you're coming from. No, I think that's the right answer. It's either way, you're trading a week for one. I would almost tend to take the 7-day vacation, but you know, if I was like, well, I'm going to go get to spend one day at, once it's up and running, Star Wars Land.
Say that. Say you could do that, but that costs as much as like a week at a cottage that your wife wants to do.
Yeah, see, for me, like my wife doesn't like resorts. She can't stand them. So that would be off the table. So she wants to go to like Europe or something. Like she'd want to go to Vienna and go see Vienna for a while. I'm okay with that. That works for me. I would trade one day of Star Wars Land for a week in Vienna.
Me too. Like even what you said, like staying at a chalet or a chateau, whatever it is, for a week with the fam jam, as opposed to one day doing something, again, like self-gratifying yourself. Like I just think, you know, a whole week.
What are you
doing
if you're self-gratifying yourself for a day? Like, that's
I don't know
your
what
vacation?
Corey's doing.
Well, that's what he's saying. That's the whole
Yikes,
premise, right?
Like,
you get to do one.
That sounds like you only need a room.
Yeah, it sounds like Corey's not going to leave the basement.
All right, so I would definitely take the one day, and you guys are crazy, because the one day is whatever you want to do. So imagine the one day was flying to Scotland to play the old course with no restrictions. Nice hotel.
St. Andrews?
Yeah. Nice hotel. Nice meal. Like, do it up like a rock star for 24 hours. I would definitely take that over spending some random week at some place that we could do any.
Well, it depends. It depends if
man.
The kids are there.
That's
too.
Tough, though, man.
It depends if
holy moly.
If you get the week with the kids, I'm totally taking the kids. But if it's just a week with the wife at a cottage, as opposed to one night, like going all out and like traveling across the world for one all out night, then I'd probably maybe opt for the one night and just like do something insane. But yeah, I'm sure your wife really wants
to
go golfing.
We have
James.
Friends who, well, I don't care if she wants to go golfing. I want to go golfing. We have friends who are not speaking to each other right now because he decided that he's having a midlife crisis and up and basically did the one thing he wanted to do, and said, yeah, F it, I'm doing it, and spent like what they spend generally on a 1 week vacation. So this has caused all kinds of controversy, and I made the comment. I said, good for him.
No, I'm on 100.
I shouldn't have said.
Oh,
no, because when you put it like that, James,
that may have been a mistake, James.
No, I'm on James's side in that regard. Like it's a different little.
I said, good for him, man.
I would have said the same thing. Good for him.
I
it is the same thing.
No, it's not
Jesus.
The same thing.
Yeah, fine. Good for him. Amongst guys, we can say good for him. You can't say that to your wife.
Yeah, I don't thanks, care. Kyle.
If, they, if
this information would have been useful a couple of hours ago.
They just don't know, man.
Remember way back in the day, James, when you like you were out with Tony and you used to call me up and say, like, what was the name of He-Man's cat when it wasn't Battle Cat?
Cringer.
Like, oh, guys, it was Cringer. When you have these situations, just recuse yourself from the room for 2 minutes. Say, what do I do? Just agree with the wife.
I got to be honest with you. I knew better when I said it. So it's not that the phone call would have helped.
No,
I just feel like good for him.
No, and that's an argument, and that's a fight worth fighting. Like, if I was told the same story, I'd be like, good for him. Oh, what, his wife doesn't understand what he's going through? What a shock. Oh, like, he hasn't done anything for himself his whole life. He worked so hard his whole life, and now he wants to do something for himself for once, and he's not allowed? Oh, I get it. Oh, his feelings don't count? Okay. I get it.
Well,
he's got to suck it up like a big boy.
See, I don't think, call me crazy, but I don't think wives are that unreasonable, where if you're having a midlife crisis and you said, I really feel like this is something I have to do, and I have to do it, you know, in the next little while. Whereas if you just went and just plopped down the credit card and say, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
And then you tell your wife,
if you tell her after you book it, that's the move that they don't like, apparently. Oh. is the telling them about it after you book it.
Well, that again, I'm on the same page as them again. Like, why would you set yourself up for failure? Like, I get you want to do it, but no, like, tell them you're doing it, then do it, have the blessing, and go for it.
Yeah, you're right. There's that old expression, it's better to ask forgiveness than permission.
No.
Yeah.
The best, then they'll be asking your forgiveness. If I ask permission, they deny me, I'd be like, you're denying me this, huh? You'll remember that. I'll remember that.
Remind me never to date you, Corey.
You're not asking permission. You're just saying, this is something I'm going to do. It may be this summer. It might be next summer. But I'm planning this. I will keep you updated as to my itinerary.
Exactly. And if you're denied that option, if you keep someone in the loop like that and say, like, this is something.
Yeah, but you're not... They can't deny you. You're a grown adult, and you say, this is what I am doing. And if they say, no, you're not doing it.
If someone who supposedly loves you gives you resistance on that when you clearly explain to them, then yeah, it's grounds worth arguing for, I would think. Like, I told my wife 2019 I'd really like to go to Celebration. She kind of looked at me funny and was like, well, I got questions. And I was like, look, you'll get your questions when I have answers, but for the moment, like, I'm telling you that... Think about it, because it's coming quicker than you think, and I want to go.
I have a feeling you're not going to Celebration, Corey.
Well, I have a feeling we're not going to be going together.
Oh, I don't really have a burning desire to go.
I kind of figured that out, which is sad, but I definitely, yeah.
I reserve the right to change my mind, but... As of this moment, unless there's a huge Star Wars Commonwealth component to it, I'll tell you what, I was off on the Friday of Orlando a couple weeks ago. I had a great time hanging out at home with the kids and just watching everything on YouTube.
I don't know. I just think we're all at a good age in our life where it'd be just nice to, again, not stress about going to the sessions or whatever and watch the stages and watching everything. Like, I think it would just be fun to take your time, be casual about it, and just enjoy fandom. Like, that's what I would really want to go for, and meeting everyone and having fun. Once in a lifetime.
Yeah, well, we shall see. All right, I've got my would you rather ready to go.
Let's hear it.
Okay, so would you rather meet your ancestors or future generations of your family? And you get one trip forward or back. So this is very, very like, very much like James's question, but it's centered on your family.
No, it's very different. I mean, I see why you say that, but yeah, no, it's very different. Would I like to meet my ancestors or my...
Your ancestors or future generations. So you get one trip. So you can't do both, but you can return to your original point in time.
Okay, can
so you know can, more about what was behind, or you know what's to come?
So your and I guess the rub is your future generations would know who you were because they've seen JPEGs of you, of course, and they've inherited your Facebook profile. So they, oh, look, it's grandpa James. Or you go way back and they look at you and go, what the hell are you?
I guess if I'm in Corey's head, I'm probably thinking of how to make myself rich by, like,
exactly,
giving the secret formula to Rice Krispie Squares to my ancestors. But beyond the get rich, you know, the almanac scheme, I think I'd want to see what happens to, like, my grandkids and stuff, like my kids' kids and stuff.
Yeah, I'll say it's the same regard. I James put it well, the almanac scheme. I was totally going there. I was going to say, can you go back in time and tell them this and that, alter the future, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, that's just another time paradox. So, yeah, I'd like to see future generations of myself. It'd be neat.
Yeah, there's no real wrong answer, right?
Who are you, Kyle?
Yeah, no, I lean to future generations as well. I've seen pictures of the ancestors, at least to a certain point, and I'm not that interested in going that far back. Uh-oh, we lost Corey.
Borgullet?
Oh.
No, he found beers. Beers found him.
He had to excuse himself to go get another beer. That's amazing.
Yeah, usually we just get a text.
Like, why wouldn't he just keep his beers next to him?
Maybe he did have beers next to him, and now there's none left.
I guess based on his belligerence with the wife conversation, he's probably, yeah, you're right. He's probably shit-faced.
Good for him, by the way. Good for him.
We're talking about Corey being shit-faced, or we're talking about your buddy?
Every guy who does whatever they want to do. Good for them.
You're gonna sing all the single ladies now?
I'm saying it not knowing that my wife's not listening and doesn't listen to the podcast, so I'm not quite so tough.
No, I mean, yeah, you just have to be up front and say, this is what I want to do, right? And not to get in, I don't want to get into this again. In fact, we should probably just cut all that out.
It's just got to be clearly explained beforehand and not taken upon your own accord to do it. But if you're denied after having asked, or not asked, but explained, that's a problem.
Yeah. Or just do it.
Well, and again, there are limits, right? And I said I don't want to talk about it, but there are limits. If you said, listen, I really need to, I'm having a midlife crisis. I really need that $150,000 Porsche. So I'm doing it. That, I think your wife at that point would go, whoa, whoa, hey, no, you're not.
No, 100% agree with you there.
So, within like reasonable limits, I think either husband or wife can say, "Listen, I'm having an issue, and this is something I really want to do."
Yeah,
but there comes a point where it's like, "Okay, no, your whims, your crisis is going to put our future in jeopardy."
Yeah, like a nice trip, or you know, go visit the Joshua Tree, whatever it is you need to do. Buy a motorcycle. That's kind of fair too, you know. You invested in a nice little motorcycle if you need to. And
anyway, let's close up the show with a question from Rob.
I think we have a Rob question.
Yeah, we got it. I love Rob questions. They're always so good.
It's because we love Rob.
Of course. So Rob at TSW says, you get to choose one person from the Lucasfilm and Star Wars family as a relative. Not characters, but the actors who play them can be included. So as an example, you could have Daisy Ridley as your sister, but not Rey. Who do you choose and which relation are they? Rob wants Kathleen Kennedy as his aunt. She just seems like she'd make a really cool aunt. So, James, I'll kick it over to you.
It's funny, when I read his question, my first instinct was to say Kathleen Kennedy also.
Mine too.
Not because I thought she would make a good aunt. And before I saw his answer... But because she just seems like the most powerful person at Lucasfilm. So, you know, she'd have all the ins. She could get me into everything and meet everybody. And so that was my first instinct. But since he took that answer, I figured I thought I should dig a little deeper. And since I know I definitely don't want to be related to Rey, in case my comments about good for him
Blow up in your face?
Yeah, blow up my face and find me kicked to the curb. I don't want Ray as my sister. I mean, Daisy Ridley is my sister. So.
Keep dreaming, man. Keep those dreams alive.
Hey, all you need is a dream. That's all you need. So I think it'd be really cool to be related to Mark Hamill. I think in terms of like connections and getting access to Star Wars, he's just about as green light as it gets, right up there with Kathleen Kennedy. And also the guy just seems really fun. Like he just seems like a really fun guy. So I'd like him to be my, I guess, uncle or like brother-in-law. Someone you get to hang out with at holidays and makes you laugh.
Yeah, pretty much. Those were my top two answers. So, yeah, I mean, Kathleen Kennedy for sure. And I didn't even think about it from the access angle. I just thought of it as the, what kind of stories can this person tell me? Like, how excited would I be to learn that Aunt Kathy or Uncle Mark was coming over?
Yeah.
And we could sit down and have a drink and they can tell me all kinds of cool stuff. But I did have other options just because I figured that Mark Hamill was going to be a clean sweep. So is he on your list too, Corey?
Yeah. It's too obvious. Everybody wants an Uncle Mark or whatever it is, Like James said it perfectly. Like just the guy telling jokes at the family dinner, totally going to hook you up with the toys, going to try and hook you up to get into premieres and stuff. Maybe even get you a role in the film.
Oh, why don't you give me that Trivial Pursuit board? I'll bring it with me to the set. I'll get everybody to sign it. I've got also Ewan McGregor as a cousin. I think he'd just be the coolest cousin to have. Want to go out? Yeah, let's go out. Let's go to the pub. And John Williams as my grandfather.
Wow,
John Williams is your grandfather. That's a good one.
I like that.
Because not only because he's John Williams and whatever, but to have like a composer grandfather, I think growing up you'd get all kinds of like really cool experiences of him writing songs and playing.
Oh, it would change your life.
You. Yeah,
it would like completely change your life.
That would be really cool.
And he seems very grandfatherly, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, partly just because he's so old now that anybody who's above 80 seems grandfatherly a little bit. But yes, he does also have that.
Well, he's always been kind of soft that way, though. Like,
yeah.
If you were a little kid, you would run into his house and he'd pick you up and put it on his lap and tell you some silly story and pull a quarter from your ear or something.
Yeah.
And then take you over to the piano and play you Ray's theme.
Your theme. That's the thing. You'd have a theme. A Star Wars
That's
theme.
That's true.
It'd be so cool.
The tumbling saber.
that ends up being my top original answer because I knew that Mark Hamill would be off the table in a second.
Yeah, I guess that was low-hanging fruit. But
it's
when
totally
it comes
valid,
to Star Wars personalities, he's a big one, and it's he's easy to latch onto as likable.
It would have been just as easy to say, oh, George Lucas, for sure. Boring. He probably would be a terrible uncle.
You'd be like,
yeah, unless he really happened to like you.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford, I don't think would be terribly
chatty. Where's your mother?
I think it's time for you to go.
Yeah. I'm kind of busy at the moment.
Yeah, Harrison Ford would probably be equally
bland.
You're pissing me off, kid.
Man,
sounds a little like Clint Eastwood and Batman.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say I love Kyle's Batman. But yeah, I don't want to see my first answer after Kathleen Kennedy. Like, Kathleen Kennedy's a good one. I'm sure she would have been on my list as well. And you guys ran down a lot of characters I thought about, like George Lucas and whatnot. Mark Hamill was my first option, but my backup because I knew at least one of you would probably take it. Because again, Mark Hamill, you just got to give it to him, man. Everybody wants Mark. He is like fandom's uncle in a way, if you will. Like he's just that guy with that perfect uncle sweater, that dad sweater. That, he's always got that great joke to tell, and I'm sure he'd go the extra mile if he knew you were a hardcore fan, But other than that, yeah. I'm going to take a little bit of a selfish approach again, and it's for my own benefit, because I want to be a part of a fandom and all this. I want to have the inside track moving forward. It would have been cool to have all this stuff back in the day, but knowing that we're moving forward with Star Wars, it'd be nice to have a bit of an inside connection as to what's going on there. And I'm going to say Daisy Ridley is my little cousin.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. So
I'll come over to your house and hang out a lot more, Corey, especially at the holidays when Cousin Daisy's over.
Oh, yeah. Cousin, she's off limits. She's not for you.
She's not your sister, dude.
I have a bunch of others if you're interested in hearing them.
Yes.
So this one's a bit of time hopping, but you have Crazy Aunt Carrie.
Yeah, she would have been a terrific aunt. She would have made you laugh. If somebody was going to crack you up every single time you saw her, it was Aunt Carrie.
Yeah,
she'd get you into trouble too.
Exactly. That's what I was just going
to
say too.
Well, yeah, and then if you were somehow able to have Cousin Carrie and be relatively the same age, that would be endless trouble.
Too much trouble. You'd like learn to avoid hanging out with her because like it'd be fun, but like you'd be scared.
No, Aunt Carrie, I think, would be the best. She'd take you on an adventure. Like, oh, you haven't done that yet? Let's go.
No, she would just tell you the most inappropriate jokes. Like, it would be hilarious. And you, like, of course, it's your mom or dad's sister, right? So she'd be telling you all the things that your parents are trying to hide from you.
Don't you figure the story would go something like this? And then I said to my Aunt Carrie, I've never had a beer. And then I was throwing up in the back of the dumpster.
Next thing I knew, there was bottles all around me. The cops were there. And then there was a donkey in the room.
I think Aunt Carrie would be fun.
I've got Uncle Stephen Stanton.
Yeah. Gotta love the Stanton, man.
And I've got my cousin. She's a bit, I guess, a little bit older than me. Not too much, but Cousin Vanessa... Oh, Jesus Christ. I can't even read my own writing.
Williams?
I thought Williams, too. That's so weird.
Yeah, cousin Hera.
Van Marshall. Vanessa Marshall.
Yeah, Vanessa Marshall. I couldn't read my own chicken scratch.
Cousin that'd Vanessa. Be cool. I don't know she's, her very well, but that, I guess that could be cool.
She seems like the auntie type.
Well, she's my cousin, so she can be your aunt. She's my cousin.
That's not how it works.
And then... Are sort of like ladies on the side? Is that permitted? No.
Yeah.
Yes. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, between you, me, and the zero listeners who are still sticking around, I got Natalie Portman filling that slot. Okay. Thanks, Rob. I hope we answered that to your satisfaction. We have like
Rob,
a whole Star Wars family tree there.
Spent half the show there. Well done, sir.
It's funny though. Nobody replaced siblings or parents. It was always like a step away.
Yeah, that's true.
And Rob, if you're still listening...
It wasn't like...
I gotta say this quickly. If Rob, if you're still listening, I want to hear... I think from what I've gathered anyhow, we never really talked about it man-to-man here, but from what I gather, I think Rob is a wrestling fan as well, so I would kind of love to hear his input on what we had talked about earlier.
Yeah, and I'll add to that and finish off Rob's question by saying I would take on as a brother Rob.
Aww.
Just saying.
I kind of thought he already was.
Yeah, making it official. Throwing it out there.
Absolutely. All right. I mean, that's it. That's a supersized edition of Sith Disturbers.
That was a good one. That was fun, guys. I enjoyed that. My smiling muscles are hurting.
Yeah,
so,
for real. Eh? That was fun.
Cool. Well, guys, thanks so much, man. Rob, yep. Thank you for the question. And thanks, everybody, for sticking around this long. Again, this is like our sister show, right? So it's the companion. It's supposed to be a laid-back dose of randomosity.
Yeah, people find us so uptight on the other one, so we had to cut loose.
It's true.
Exactly.
I
insist that we all wear tight pants when we do Tumbling Saber. Just to keep us a little bit of discomfort is a good thing.
It's not the tight pants that bother me. It's that's all we're allowed to wear, and I get cold.
Yeah,
I'm in the basement, man. It's not cold. It's not warm in my basement. Anyway, I didn't talk about the Star Wars Commonwealth last episode, so go over there, starwarscommonwealth.com, and check out all of the different podcasts that are a part of that network. Everybody's doing some great work, and it's a really tight-knit network where everybody seems to enjoy helping each other out and supporting each other's work.
It's funny a good gang, man.
Yeah, go figure.
Yeah.
It's funny how...
funny how that happens. Yeah. So if you want to jump in with a bunch of podcasters who really enjoy each other's company, truly enjoy each other's company, StarWarsCommonwealth.com is the place to
be. And cherish the listener feedback and listener participation.
Yeah, that's what makes the shows good. Well, I've got the mic for a second, too. Quick shout-out to Rob Cast, Robert Cast, and Ben from Skyhoppers. We got together and did a little TSW roundtable. And so, yeah, that'll be coming out in the near future. And that was a lot of fun. A little
Commonwealth
action. Yeah.
That is a ton of fun. Corey, you got to get your name in that ring, man.
Yeah, I'm biding my time. I want to give everyone else a good chance to get their hat in there. I'm not not that I'm not anxious to do it. It's that I don't want to seem over anxious either at the same time, basically. So, I'm ready at any time, day or night.
It was fun, man. We had a good listener on, Jay from Ontario. We had a good time, Corey. You're going to love it.
Yeah, I can't wait. I love doing those kind of crossover things. They're amazing. And it depends who you're, well, cool. Not depends, but you've gone up with some great people, and you too, Kyle. Like, and everyone part of the Commonwealth is just amazing. So whoever and whenever I do it, I can't wait, to be honest. I can't wait to see who I'm going to be paired up with.
Yeah, I have an idea. He already told me who he wants to put with you, but I'll keep it secret. I'll keep you in the dark on that.
I think I already have a guess.
But yeah, no, Ben was a super cool dude, and I've already worked with Cast before, so yeah, man, awesome. And who do you are you gonna just text me your guest, Kyle? Don't tell Corey.
Oh yeah, it's I'm doing that right now. Perfect. You tell me if I'm right.
Yep.
Wow,
you got it.
Yep, that's gonna be a shit show for sure.
Oh boy.
In a good way. In the best possible way.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, everybody. I hope you enjoyed this. If you want to get some questions in for the next episode of Tumbling Saber, now is a good time to do it. We have a light schedule so far, and we would love to answer your questions about Star Wars or, frankly, anything else. So we're all very highly qualified at answering all of your life's questions. So don't hesitate. Send over your questions, and we'll have some fun. And anyway, enjoy your weekend. Thanks for listening. Thanks for all the interactions on the Twitter. Love you guys, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Sith Disturbers podcast, brought to you by the Warped Minds at the Tumbling Saber, proud member of the Star Wars Commonwealth Network. Visit StarWarsCommonwealth.com and take your first step into a larger world.
Hey, boys, at one point you got to, well, I guess we need a reason to go there, but if we ever needed a place to podcast live.
Your boat.
That too, but we rented an office in Vaudreuil. It's like this total, like, you know, like how you see like a private eye's office kind of?
In movies?
Yeah, I totally envision it like that. Every time I tell my buddy about every time I'm like, it's like. That's what it is, basically. It's
you know, Corey, I always thought you could be a dick.
Why did we stop recording?
Damn.